Team Talk on 101.7 The Team.
And thank you so much for tuning us in. I am Joe O'Neill. That is Sam Houser. We are here until 7 o'clock, and then we go up by 25 to Denver. Nuggets hosting the Grizzlies. It would have been a high-profile game this time last year. Not so much now, but a ton on the line for the Nuggets. I mean, we became a Nuggets affiliate. They had won the World Championship last year, Sam, and like, we were hoping they had a successful year. They're right on pace to repeat as NBA champions, Sam. Right now, currently in first place in the West. And that's a good thing for home games and the postseason.
Jumped Oklahoma City by a half a game in the last few days. So, yeah, in playing that game of if the season ended today, there's still about 12 games to go for most of these teams. But yeah, Denver trying to make sure the Western Conference playoffs go through Ball Arena, which is bad news for everybody.
It sure is. There's been no drop-off with the Nugs trying to repeat as NBA champions. Okay, Sam, so let's cut right to it. Big name, couple of Lobos have entered the transfer portal. One a huge name related to Lobo basketball. The other one, a name that everybody knows. Why don't you start with the headline and who is leaving the Lobo basketball program to enter the portal?
Yeah, everybody's going portaling. It's that time of year where you gotta have all these portal Twitter accounts, get the notifications on, because otherwise it's going to be impossible to keep up, and even then it's pretty hard to keep up with. But yeah, the news of the day today, the defending, well, not anymore because this season is over, but the man who led the Mountain West in scoring last season, Jamal Mashburn Jr., going to go play his graduate year somewhere else. Remember, this year for the Lobos, Jalen House was a graduate student. That is what Jamal Mashburn is going to be. Just for another team, he has entered his name in the portal, as did Sebastian Forsling, who was one of the other originals with Coach Richard Pitino.
That's right. So Forsling, you know, been with Richard for 3 years, and, you know, his playing time has not increased as he's become more and more of a vet with the program. Coach Richard Pitino's got nothing but good things to say about both of these guys,
right? Well, especially with Forsling, it was tough because it was one injury after another, unfortunately, with him over the last few years. And of course, you know, with the emergence of, you know, with Morris Udeze coming in last year, with JT Toppin and Nelly this year, there was always that backup situation, and those guys just played at such a high level that there wasn't a lot of court time for Sebastian Forsling. But he did get his name in the official NCAA record book last Friday. He did make a free throw against Clemson, so he did get on the scoreboard there in a tournament game for New Mexico. But yeah, the significant loss is Jamal Mashburn Jr., and even then, I think you and I are kind of on the same page about this one. Not particularly surprised. It's sad to see him go, because there's that emotional connection now with the rebuilding of Lobo basketball from being where they were when he and House and Coach Pitino got here to now back in the NCAA tournament. But if there was ever a time for him to kind of move on and go try something else for himself, it's now. I think those guys, would they have liked to win an NCAA tournament game? Of course. But there's almost that element of, for those guys, for guys like Mash and House and the talent level that they're at, it's almost like you want to leave the program better than where it was when you found it. And I think they are comfortable in saying, we at least accomplished that. Jalen House, no more eligibility left. Mash wants to go try something somewhere else.
So, in essence, Mash, from an eligibility standpoint, was like 1 year behind House.
That is correct.
But at the end of last season, it was kind of a foregone conclusion. I know that House tried a little bit of his luck with the NBA stuff, or was going to, but it was kind of a foregone conclusion that both of them were coming back. And you know, that House was going to come back, even though he had another year of eligibility where he could have done anything he wanted.
You're talking at this time last year.
Yes. This time last year.
Right.
Okay. This has not been the same situation for me personally with regard to Jamal Mashburn Jr. He was recognized on senior night, and I was aware there was another year of eligibility out there somewhere, but I think that, you know, the I didn't expect him to be in a Lobo uniform, even knowing that there was a chance that he would be able to come back and be in a Lobo uniform. That's kind of the way I had looked at it. It was like a foregone conclusion, and now you see it, you know, on paper there, where he is going to leave. And quite honestly, man, he's played a lot of minutes and a lot of games in a Lobo uniform in 3 years, probably more than anybody with the exception of maybe Jalen House. And sometimes, you know, especially in this day and age where you can move on, it's everybody's moving on, it's nothing out of the ordinary to move on, that he would be moving on. I didn't know what his next step would be, but you know, now that we're looking at it, of course the transfer portal seems to be like the best option for him. The other options would be for him to just go off and try and make money professionally. But when you've got another year to increase your value, especially coming off of a year that wasn't statistically as good as the previous year, he's going to say, what the heck, I'm going to take advantage of it. And then it's going to be fun to sit back and watch and see what kind of interest he is in it, you know, what kind of interest there is in him. Last year, the highest profile portal guy for the Lobos was Josiah Alec. Lo and behold, he ended up at Nebraska. They went to the tournament. Now we'll sit and watch where Jamal Mashburn Jr. goes, and I think all New Mexico Lobo fans are going to wish him well.
And, of course, with Josiah, that would be kind of interesting to play out, because with Josiah, he ends up going back home, literally, to go home to go play for Nebraska. So, Jim Larrañaga, go get yourself on the phone there, of course, the coach of Miami. If we want to keep this train rolling, I'm with you. There are some guys where you're curious where they might end up because of where that interest is. I could see this getting to a place of, you know, maybe not the bluest of the blue bloods, but this could be interesting to kind of see where this goes. But if you're surprised by this today, I don't know what to tell you, because even, I mean, for goodness sake, what, 20 minutes after the season ended, even Coach Richard Pitino was saying on Friday, how could you not be thinking about this? Everybody's a free agent. In fact, this was in the Lobos postgame. The season had just come to an end, and this is already top of mind for Coach Richard Pitino.
How could you not? They're all free agents. We'll have conversations with them next week. I'm sure people are reaching out to them. They're people. They got all the freedom in the world right now, and it's, if we do lose somebody, the beauty of it is you can go get somebody. And it's just it's part of the ever-changing landscape. I don't think anyone likes it, but it is what it is.
So, he came clean with it right away. Now, the way that I heard that was more related to Donovan Dent, JT Toppin, and True Washington more than it was related to a graduate senior who had a chance to go into the portal.
Right.
Like, you know, isn't that the kind of the way you heard it?
Yeah.
But it does apply with Jamal Mashburn Jr. And I mean, again, there's like a time now that this is all part of the way that things are in college basketball, you know, I don't think this is a deal where Lobo fans should say, hey, good, that would be the wrong approach. I think have an appreciation for what they have done now that we've gotten over the fact that, you know, we're out of the NCAA tournament and not a great game for Mash and his last game as a Lobo, but the game before, if he doesn't play that well, they probably don't get to that game. So, you know, let's wash all that. A lot of games, a lot of minutes, a lot of points, a lot of contributions, and a big part of the growth of the program in the short period of time. And let's hope he has a great season next year. That's the way I look at it.
And even going forward now, you know, there is going to be a lot of now, especially if he does end up at a bigger conference, if he ends up in a power conference at a power school, there is going to be a lot of that. Oh, you know, see, you know, there's the haves and the have-nots in the Mountain West. What are we going to do? Got to remember, yes, there was some luck involved in that Jamal Mashburn Jr. was at Minnesota and happened to follow Coach Pitino here, but he got House to come from Arizona State. I mean, there, for all the talk of, you know, it has not been a banner week for the Mountain West. Let's just call it what it is. With Colorado State losing the way that they did, Utah State, the Lobos, it hasn't been this banner week, but this conference, kind of like the Lobos, have reestablished themselves back to what people used to associate Lobo basketball with. The Mountain West is in a place where, I mean, I have no reason to think if you found a Jamal Mashburn Jr. and a Jalen House once, that you can't find them again.
There's no reason for you to think that.
Right.
No. Here's the way. We were able to replace any of the missing pieces, it seemed, from last year to this year. So until it doesn't happen, I'm going to assume that it will happen. The success of the program, the crowds that they're drawing, the attention that they're getting nationally on television, the fact that there is a collective, which I know is off to the side, but, you know, if people are considering all these schools, and New Mexico's one of them, and they say, I wonder if they have a collective there. Well, we know not only did they have one last year, they even had one 2 years ago when this thing was just evolving.
Right, the kids are looking at it. It's a conversation for another time after you decide you want to come play here, but it is part of, before the recruiting process even starts, when they're almost doing the interview process or out there searching, it is part of what they're looking for now. And yeah, a lot of momentum here this offseason for 505 Sports Venture Foundation, but you just hit on a big one. What's the one thing that, we kind of have to change this in our minds now, because it used to be, what is the first thing that these student athletes want, and they want to be on TV, and now the first thing that they want is, you know, they want money, and they want to be a part of these NIL collectives, but the value still in being on TV, and I don't know that there was a team in the Mountain West that had more games on TV than the Lobos did this year.
I mean, think about it. You know, getting on TV gives you more opportunity to get exposure, not just to play professionally, but at some other point, maybe benefit from the NIL.
Well, just to see yourself on TV for, you know, be a big shot. You know, hey, I'm on a nationally televised game, which games are on CBS Sports or on Fox Sports 1. I mean, a lot of work has been done. Of course, you know, Craig Thompson laid that foundation. Gloria Navarro is the new commissioner. You're trying to close that gap as much as you can. And that's what, and you know, Mash is going to try to see if I can get to the next level. And you know, we got some of these freshmen coming in that I know a lot of people are excited about. So
yeah, and Jamal Mashburn Jr. said like 2 weeks before the end of the season that his hand was still not completely healed, that he was still having some issues with that shooting hand, and like now he's got a chance to get whatever is wrong with it, hopefully fixed or rested or whatever. I will say this, and this is just a hunch. I don't know any of the dollar figures that are being thrown around, but I don't think Jamal Mashburn Jr. is hunting NIL money. When your dad played as many years in the NBA as his dad did, and the things that Jamal Mashburn has going for himself personally, like, I don't think he's going to be like, oh, I can get an extra X number of dollars by going here my last year. I think he's looking for a situation more than he's chasing NIL, and I think that actually is more of the exception that it is the rule with a lot of these guys that go into the transfer portal. We're going to have to keep looking. We talked about this during football season, is that this kind of this little secret that is out there, this dirty little secret, is that there's been a trend where a higher percentage of people than we would realize that go into the portal do not end up landing anywhere. And that's a sad thing in this whole thing. And we're going to have to keep our eye on it. We have a place where we can go to keep an eye on it. But there was an actual study that we cited that I think showed close to 40% of these student athletes that go into the portal, it just isn't always grass is greener on the other side stuff, between like making sure credits are transferable, the team stays with their commitment that they want you, that is a hard offer, and all those other things are always in play. Jamal Mashburn Jr. won't have to worry about any of that, but I'm just saying, generally speaking, when we talk portal, we got to talk about that as part of this whole thing.
Oh, no question. Yeah, that's more where it would come in for a guy like Sebastian and whatever his next move is. Yeah, Mash is going to be a graduate transfer, but I'm with you on that one. To me, this doesn't feel like anything more than looking for a change of scenery, like outside of making a run in the NCAA tournament. Again, for those guys, what they did in 3 years, outside of winning NCAA tournament games, there really wasn't anything else left to accomplish. Like, I think winning the Mountain West tournament, getting the Lobos back in there, it was kind of the thing of like, okay, now I can kind of move on peacefully. And not that there were any obligations, not that he was checking, you know, things off a checklist, Jamal Mashburn Jr., but it almost makes for a little bit more of a clean break, knowing that you were part of that group that won the Mountain West Championship, that snapped a 10-year drought. It just makes for a little bit cleaner of, okay, now this is kind of a time when we can go our separate ways. And of course, you know, we know Coach Pitino has been talking about, yeah, the reality is we need bigger guards.
All right. This team talk, he's Sam Hauser. I'm Joe Neal here till 7 later on tonight. Nuggets are hosting the Grizzlies. Nuggets in first place in the Western Conference.